Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bujeya, certified positive discipline educator, parental coach, and down and dirty in this journey with my own two preteens and young child. If you are looking to grow as a parent, if you want to transform your relationship with your children, this is the place to go. Each week, I bring you a solo show or an interview, and I am honored to share with you my passion and have you listen in. If you do not want to miss what is happening for your parents, please join my mailing list on www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. I love hearing from my listeners, so feel free to drop me a line on melissa@parentalthrivingmalta.com. And it would be great if you share these episodes with your friends.
Hi, good morning, and how are you? It's better late than never, sorry. Start of school sometimes gets a bit, you know, I'm sure you all know about how start of school can disrupt your schedule. So unfortunately, I didn't manage to bring my live video as I had hoped for, but here I am, better late than never, as always. And today I wanted to talk to you about Michaelmas. Michaelmas is the first big celebration that we celebrate in our house. It is a celebration which comes from a Waldorf education perspective, because I really like Waldorf education, and I do that with my children part-time, really, since they obviously go to school. And it is typically, Michaelmas is typically the first festival in the school year, which they do in a Waldorf school. And it has a harvest theme. So there would be pumpkins and apples and that kind of stuff. But it is more about a play. They usually do a play, or there would be a courage contest, that kind of thing. Michaelmas, which means basically the Feast of Saint Michael, is right after the autumn equinox. And I did speak slightly about it and earlier in my previous live about the equinox. It has, how do I explain it? So with the autumn equinox, we start feeling that the darkness of the night, right? The darkness of all of the day is getting shorter, and there usually is that also impulse in us to turn more inwards, to look into ourselves. And the story of Saint Michael and the dragon is the story of having light inside the darkness. And I really, really love this festival. It is one of our favorite festivals at home. And, you know, it is, we do a story, the story either of Saint George and the Dragon or Saint Michael and the Dragon, or there are various others. One of our favorite books is called Festival of Stones by Reg Down. And there is a lovely story there as well. It's called the Most Beautiful Dragon in the World, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know, I always forget these things, although I've done it for like 7 years in a row now, and I still tend to forget it, the title. But anyhow, it's a story of taming the dragon inside us, really. This is the meaning for me of Michaelmas. It's a time to ponder my own inner dragons, my own darkness, and cultivate the courage to conquer them. Conquer the darkness inside me. So it is something to do with self-development. And I really love it because it also comes right bang when school is about to start for the children. So especially when you have anxious children, this taming of the dragon from the outside, because what we do is we do in a kind of obstacle course. It varies, but it's more or less, you know, it varies a bit, but the more or less what we do is the children, we go to Busquet or Mizip or somewhere like that. And we do it, a beautiful obstacle course, and they have to, you know, find the strength to go through it. It's quite symbolic and not really very difficult anyway, but it can be sometimes a bit challenging. And at the end of it, after they do this quest and they find the dragon, which usually is a piñata dragon, and they have their wooden sword, so they have to kill the dragon. And once they kill the dragon, they have to find the treasure left by the dragon. And it gives them that nice, I think, outer depiction of what goes in inside them, especially just before the start of school and with the anxious children. And I really, really love that. And we end usually with a lovely picnic. It's usually not just us, there would be a couple of friends with us. And, you know, it's something which really gives strength to the children. There is also a verse related to it, which we tend to say throughout either September or maybe a week before the feast and the week after the feast. And you can find all these things actually online. It is how I started. So, you know, but I can put you some resources in the comment section after I've done this video up there. So yeah, and the verse is really sweet. It's brave and true I will be. Each good deed sets me free. Each kind word makes me strong. I will fight for the right. I will conquer the wrong. And I really love this festival. You can tell, I suppose. We also do some beautiful changes in our nature table at home. There will be a dragon in the skies, which is going there. And you know, we have all these little things that symbolizes the passage of time. So as I said, we can use the seasons to show the passage of time to children. And autumn has so many festivals. And I will be going through them with you because I think it brings that inner, that extra layer to the family. It can bring a lot to the family. And I feel that it changed so many perspectives for us. Even though we don't explain the symbolism and so on to the children, it does give them still that inner strength. And as they grow older, you can see them. You can see them that they are understanding more and kind of making the 1+1 kind of thing. So it's very, very beautiful. And when you are celebrating Michaelmas at home, you can do a lot of things. As I said, there are songs and verses. There's a nature table, which you can do a Saint George and the dragon. In our case, we just do a dragon, really. And obviously we have leaves and pumpkins and kind of thing. Telling stories of Saint Michael or Saint George other stories which involves courage, really. And other things which you can do is bake dragon bread. We haven't done that this year. And the children weren't very happy about it, to be sure. And usually what it means is uses just, it's a normal bread, you know. But it is shaped like a dragon. And it is lovely, something which we can do together as a family. And other things, as I said, that you can do at home is the outdoor activities, which require strength, courage, and bravery. So apart from an obstacle course, you can take a hike, which is a bit more challenging for the children than usual. There could be a kind of tug of war, you know, something between friends and family, if that is something which your children can be fine with. Sometimes children can be very difficult when it comes to losing. So, although it's also a good way to teach them that it's okay to lose. And once we had a scavenger hunt ourselves to look for dragon eggs. And the dragon eggs, actually have one which I can show you. Give me a moment, I'll bring it for you. We did it at home ourselves. The children didn't know about it, so it was me doing it, and then they found it, and it was really something which they really enjoyed. And this is our dragon egg, which we had done. So it was paper, which I pulled into a ball. And then I did self-drying clay, shaped it into an egg as much as I could. The clay I painted red. I'm sorry, in this case, blue, not red, but there were blue, red, and I think green. I'm not mistaken. Anyway, and then I put in little shells and stones and stuff in it and let it all dry. And they went to find it, and it was lovely. So yeah, there are many things which you can do with the children. And these are monthly celebrations which can bring the family together, can bring you a sense of community. You have friends with whom you can do them. It brings joy, it brings more understanding of the world they are living in. And I think it is something which yes, you can really incorporate and expand upon as much as you really want. So that's Michaelmas. It's celebrated on the 29th. So that is something which I think it can bring a lot of new layers in the family that help with parenting. So hopefully you'll think about it, and let me know also what you think of this, and what you like or dislike, or any questions that you might have about it. And that's it for today. I wish you a good week. I hope your children are all doing well at school. I'm really relieved they are really doing well. Mine, yay, even my anxious child. We still have the anxiety, but I'm really proud of him because he's really handling it well this year. So that's a good day for us. Okay, have a good day. See you soon. Bye.